click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Lots that has certainly happened. Just after 3 o'clock today, we heard the news that the MPC has officially cut the repo rate by 25 basis points. This takes the repo rate to 7%. For you and I, when we approach a credit provider or a banking institution, it now keeps the prime lending rate at 10.5%. This is good news. The last time we saw the interest rates this low was in November 2022. But there are more key insights that have come through from the latest meeting by the MPC, especially when it comes to adjusting its inflation target from the 3 to 6% target band now to 3%. Tsiamo Masike, economist at Momentum Investments, joins us now to tell us more. Tsiamo, I'm excited to speak to you because I typically think economists have had a very rough ride over the last, 2.5 years, maybe even since the pandemic. But given the latest developments that we see from the MPC, I assume today was a good day for you and your team.
Good evening, Kuku, and good evening to your listeners. Definitely was a good day for us. I mean, as you just mentioned, the SARB reduced the repo rate down 25 basis points to 7%, which is quite great. We did, however, see that there was a lot of uncertainty regarding specifically this reduced rate, because the analysts in the Reuters, 17 of them expected a cut, but a very big number as well, 10% anticipated no change. So while there was a lot of uncertainty around the change, this definitely was great news.
It's so interesting that dynamic took place, right? Is this because there's a perception that our MPC has typically been very dovish in the past?
You see, I think this is what normally happens. It's not uncommon that you have this uncertainty to when we are seeing that the MPC is nearing the end of its cutting range. So towards the end, when they are recalibrating, you do see that there are a lot of people who some of them might expect a cut, some of them might expect no change, just as you're nearing the end of the cycle.
Mm-hmm. Got you. Overall, we're happy with the outcomes, but tell us more as to why we should be happy with the 10.5%, and beyond that, even the shift in the inflation targeting.
I think if I can just mention the biggest thing why we'd be happy about the 10.5% is it will really help the consumers who are currently facing a lot of strain. Mm-hmm. You know, in the budgets in February, we also had the bracket creep. So consumers are feeling that strain. So what this will essentially then do is it will take down the borrowing costs or the interest paid on debt that consumers have. So if ever you have a home loan, if ever you have a vehicle loan, the interest that you pay on that debt on a monthly basis will then reduce by the 25 basis points. Mm-hmm. Take, for example, a house, will say 1.6 million rand. Your repayment can increase by at most 269 rand per month, which that extra money you can take and actually plunge into other things in your budget. Mm-hmm. So this is quite positive for the consumer. More specifically, then coming to your other question, this 3% target change, while it was a very surprising turn of events, mm-hmm. because we were expecting this to come alongside with an announcement from the finance minister, this also is signaling good news, because what we are happy about is that 3%, it is good for longer term inflation, right? As also you've seen maybe in the estimates that were published now, what the 3% target does, it does lower inflation rates over time. So in 2026, 2027, we do then expect inflation to be lower than what it would have been if we had stuck to the 4.5% target.
Some pessimists might say, hold on, just after 3 o'clock, we saw the dollar-rand exchange rate weaken. We've been well below 18 rand as a key mark for quite a few months now. And now with some of these additional global shifts, just slight pressure in terms of our currency crosses. Will this not play an influence in inflation in the short to medium term, and hopefully, I guess, not shifting the policy target? Help us contextualize that.
So we did see, yes, like you rightfully mentioned, that the rand did depreciate slightly. But I will just point out that that is not mostly domestic factors, right? That is more about international factors and what is happening abroad. But we still have a lot of uncertainty regarding the tariffs. So then we do expect dollar weakness to persist. Mm-hmm. As therefore, we do still expect the rand to strengthen. So correct, the rand depreciation will have an impact on inflation now in the near term. But I think what's important to remember here is that monetary policy is more about the longer term, so 18 to 24 months' time. So even though, yes, we do see this depreciation in the rand, what's more important is the longer term game, how that rand will perform longer term, how that filters through into inflation, and that is how then we remain optimistic that inflation will be targeted with 3%.
We know the MPC targets inflation. They have often been criticized for not focusing on growth or even job creation. But this decision to actually lower the inflation target, wouldn't there be a positive consequence and outcome when it comes to our growth?
Over the long term, definitely. So that's why then we are saying that we are quite positive about this lowering of the inflation target to 3%, because over the longer term, then it will then reduce borrowing costs, which will support economic growth. But we do expect that this will, in the medium or shorter term, this will then have a negative impact on growth. We've also seen from the SARB's estimates, what it has done is that growth estimates for the 3% target range are lower than what it would be for the 4% inflation target. But when you get to your longer term, so your 2027, then growth starts to neutralize and becomes better. So longer term, the inflation target, lower inflation target will definitely be a positive boost to the economy, but we do expect some short-term pain to growth.
Got you. All right, we're in it for the long term. I think we can be very resilient as South Africans, so we'll wait it out. We'll ride the wave. Tshiamo, I can't neglect the fact that as an economist, I'm sure you have your eyes on so many headlines over the next few hours. Good news, yes, coming out of the MPC, certainly benefiting us as consumers who might be overly indebted in managing our debt burdens and costs a lot easier. But what does this also mean for business? And I guess it's a twofold question. In light of the outcomes regarding our tariff negotiations and the pressure that this will apply on certain sectors of our economy, how are you viewing the analysis here and the potential outcomes?
And there's a lot of uncertainty with regard to the tariffs. We do know that the 30% effective 1 August comes in. That is provided that we don't have a deal or an extension possibly to the tariffs, which we are hoping for. This will impact a lot of the businesses, particularly it will impact the automotives and the agriculture. We've already seen that in the first half of the year, the vehicle sales, so vehicle exports, have been drastically impacted by these tariffs. So this will have a massive negative impact on businesses moving forward. But what the rates will do, just as it would be positive for consumers, it will also be positive for businesses, because this will also then reduce their credit requirements and credit and interest rates.
Overall, I hope you sleep better as an economist tonight, Tshiamo. I'm pulling your leg.
It definitely will, Gugu. This is very good news for all of us.
Oh, fantastic. I'm calling all my friends who are economists to make sure that they get their rest. Thank you again for your time and superb analysis tonight.
Thank you very much.
Tshiamo Masike, economist at Momentum Investments. What she's highlighted is so critical. This is good news. So if you are a South African who does have some debt, yes, savers, we will feel a bit of a pinch, but maybe you can look at other alternatives that can give you a better interest or outcome or dividend or yield on your savings and investments. However, for those of us who are indebted or have some kind of credit agreements, this is much welcome relief. And if we ever start, you know, considering the fact that government doesn't hear our calls, policymakers aren't listening, consider what Tshiamo mentioned. The fact that we did see bracket creep when it came to the budget speech, essentially no shifts took place in terms of the tax payments and the brackets there. So if you receive a salary increase that is above inflation, and it might actually push you into a new tax bracket, you will pay a higher tax. If we consider the fact that of late, when we look at the numbers regarding two-pot withdrawals in the previous tax year, and even in this new one, they are above 53 billion rand. So that tells us that we as South African consumers are doing our best to try and pool as much financial resources as possible just to cover not only our expenses, but our day-to-day living. Coupled with that, if you consider the fact that we do see many of the banks pointing to the fact that they have had to implement stringent and tighter lending controls, everyone is trying to do their best to make sure that we as consumers do feel some level of reprieve. So bear in mind, the outcomes of this will be felt in a few months, so the ripple effects have yet to be fully experienced. But active items, active processes are being followed and moved upon to ensure that you and I do feel some level of reprieve. It might not be much, but in the long term, it will get us somewhere.
I think I like the sound of the targeting inflation band for the Reserve Bank. It does seem like it will encourage growth, and obviously because it will encourage spending. However, when we can get the Transnet issue sorted out, I think we are heading into a very nice country in the next 2-3 years. I feel like that's the abuya. That we are getting our Mzansi back, you know, where the things are not extremely expensive, where it is easy to get debt. You are able to do the South African dream. So, yeah, I think it does sound positive. For as long as we can get the governance structures okay and the restructuring of our economy, they must fix Transnet now, and then we might be in for some good times.
My question is, okay, well, I'm not very much inclined economically. So my question is, with the interest rate cut, for the people that are paying their bonds on the last day of the month or the first day of the month, does it mean now their repayment figures drop tonight, or they will have to wait for next month?
Thank you so much for your voice notes there. That was Deboho and Fabito. Fabito essentially commenting on the economy and some changes that do need to be made, essentially just to drive a lot more growth, because we do see some processes shifting, especially when it comes to monetary policy. Deboho's question is very important because it does impact those of us who do pay off home loans, vehicle financing. Typically, what you'll find is that once there is an interest rate cut that is announced, you'll get a notification from the bank that in the upcoming a cycle of your debit order, that you will see a reduction in that particular payment. So not necessarily from tonight. No. The banks still need to do some updates within their systems together with credit providers. You will receive a notification because the banks are obliged to communicate with you, especially if you have a form of vehicle financing or a home loan. And from there, you'll notice that your debit orders or the payments that you do make to those institutions will be slightly lower.
In response to the guy, I think it's Deboho, the one who asks about whether the credit rating will be affected on their bonds or cars' debts effective tonight or tomorrow. What my bank does is, because they have already a debit order system gone through, what they do at the end of the next billing or the next month, they credit me the prorated amount of the remaining days towards their cutoff date of billing. Yeah, that's what my bank does.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.